Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Good vibes, baby.
Afternoons on the Score.
Yeah, you had to, hey Montez, you had to go check with the chairman. His name's George. Ask him how he feels about losing to the Packers.
I'm sure that George gave Montez Sweat a urinal cake with the Packers logo on it.
Oh, boy. Yeah, those, wow. You look around the area and you'll find out where George has been dining.
Well, do something about it then, you know? They have to do something about it.
Lawrence, I heard that this morning.
You didn't know that George was like a crazy meatball?
I did, but I didn't know he gives out Packers urinal cakes.
Yeah. George takes a Packers game. Like he doesn't say Packers. The team up north, like that's how he refers to them.
Yeah, but the urinal cakes?
Yeah.
Lawrence, why was I not aware that George hands out Packers urinal cakes? And why don't I have one?
I mean, I know a guy. I might be able to get you some.
Oh, dude, let's do it. Let's do it. The fact that you can go to restaurants and see, oh, George must eat here.
Yeah.
I know this is one of George's places by the urinal cakes.
Here's the thing about George. He's another one that, like, I actually, like, if you spend any time with George,
yeah,
he's so likable. Like, he's very earnest. And I remember when I covered the team every day, George was working in the ticket office back then, and he'd go on the road and you'd see him like legitimately with fans, like talking to fans on the road about the team. So he cares in a way that's difficult to quantify, but yeah, he's all into that
incredible
that like petty stuff.
Oh, yeah,
when it comes to it.
I did know that, but the simple fact of the urinal cakes is what was new to me, and I kind of love it.
Speaking of new to you,
yes.
Do you want to tell everyone what happened while we were in break?
Oh,
what we found out?
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. What we found out while we were in break is that Brian Urlacher's pass that he threw in the NFL was to the attempted wide receiver Patrick Manley on a trick play on 4th and 4. And Manley was open, and Urlacher threw it behind him. And both your guy Reed Jack Silverstein, and our guy, Patrick Manley, alerted us to this during the last 10 minutes,
yeah,
which is a beautiful, beautiful thing.
Patrick sent us the whole video.
He's got it. He had it on the phone.
It could have been his greatest moment.
Seriously. You're Pat Manley, and you were about to catch a pass in the NFL. Right up until
you talk about 100% tell.
Yeah.
If you're the defense and you're like, wait a minute, what's Manley doing out here as an eligible receiver?
How about what's Urlacher doing in the backfield?
Right, right. You see all of those things and you go, alert, alert, something's up.
All right, so I've been holding on to this since after the game on Sunday when I had the thought, and so I looked it up. Which one of these Bears statements from August looks dumber?
Okay.
Ready? First, there was DJ Moore, who talked about he and Keenan and Rome all going for big yards on this season.
We all eat, you know. I feel like it's going to be a race to 1,000 between the receivers in the room, so it should be amazing.
Yeah, race to 1,000. Jamar Chase is racing to 1,000. He has 981 yards.
And he has a prolific passing game.
DJ Moore has 398.
Well, that's going to make that race a little bit more difficult.
He's on pace for 751.
Okay.
On the season. Okay. Keenan Allen has 241 yards.
That's going to be a lot harder for him to get to 1,000.
He's on pace for 455. The leading receiver on the Bears is Rome Odunze with 414. He's on pace for 782.
We're
on pace
in a career?
You know what's funny?
In a career?
Oh, that's good.
I thought about that this morning.
Yeah.
Like the indignance of...
In a career?
The amount of yards that Johnny Moore has had in his career.
Uh-huh.
And now it's like, well, wait a minute.
Well, Rome's got 414. He's well on his way.
In a career? Then there,
yeah, exactly. I like Shane's impression even better than Rome's actual voice. And then there was this one. Remember when the Bears drafted Tory Taylor and Caleb texted him? Tory Taylor told us all about it.
Caleb just texted me before saying, hey, you're not going to punt too much here, which is great, but...
You're not going to punt too much. What did he punt, 9 times last week?
9.
He's tied for 6th in the NFL.
Oh, my God.
In the number of punts. And among those who've played 9 games, he's 2nd. He's 2nd in the NFL among all punters who've played only 9 games. Would anybody like to take a crack at the team that has punted more than the Bears, who's only played 9 games? I'll help you. It's the Cleveland Browns.
I was going to say the Jets or Jacksonville. But
Cleveland has 5 more punts. Their punter is a guy named Corey Bajorquez. Corey Bajorquez. He has a better net, by the way. More than 3 yards better of a net than Tory Taylor.
Was he drafted in the 4th round?
I don't believe so, Shane.
He probably wasn't drafted at all.
Which leads me to think, would I rather have Corey Bajorquez and a 4th round guard on this team?
Tackle? Yes.
Or center?
Yes.
Or would I rather have Tory Taylor?
Now, Tory Taylor has been a weapon.
Sure. But Corey Bajorquez, Lawrence.
Let me ask you this question. If you watched last night's game,
okay,
you rather have Darnell Wright? Or
Jalen Carter? Yeah, he was pretty good last night.
He's been pretty good all season.
He was pretty good. I think I'd rather have Corey Bajorquez myself.
Okay, that's a good choice by you.
We had a lot of fun there at the end of our Bears-Packers Friday here at the Brat Stop. This place is absolutely amazing, and it's been an incredible day for all of us here at 670 The Score. I got to say, Rich Wyatt as the engineer all damn day.
Yeah.
Connor O'Donnell doing the video feed all damn day. And Eric, the promotions intern.
Then Eric, the other promotions guy.
Eric, the sales guy. I mean, they throw the Erics at you. Incredible
they
work.
They all spell it differently.
But no.
Well, 2 of them spell it differently.
But they all did a great job. The Score staff did a great, great job.
Thanks to Ziegler, Subaru, Kenosha. Thanks to Potawatomi for having us out here. The Brat Stop's awesome. We appreciate you. I'll be at Rally House with Layla tomorrow morning, 8 until 10. That's going to be a lot of fun. This was great. Thank you for all of the support and love that you show this show. We will try to repay that debt on Monday, and hopefully it'll be after a Bears win, because if not, God help us all. Have a great weekend, y'all. We'll see you on Monday at 2.
Listen, of course it feels great. I'll be honest with you, I'm exhausted. So, like, I just, you know, I want to go home, put the feet up, drink a beer, and, you know, so it feels real good. I'm just proud of them. I really am.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
This holiday, BMW has reunited 3 members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attack attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.